There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you like. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We also invite you to call in on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Perhaps you are an international listener. Now, even if you're not international, Skype's nice because you sound better. But if you are international, then you save a lot of money. Would it cost money to call a toll-free number from another country?
You can't even make the call.
Yeah.
I think that an 855 number, I think you can only call from the United States or Canada. I don't even think you can call from Europe.
That's probably
true.
Yeah. So it's the only way, then, in that case, for international listeners to reach us. So Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got more to say about Ross Ulbricht, plus net neutrality, vaccines. That's all on the way here tonight. If we get the chance, of course, you can also call in about anything you'd like to discuss. And we have Akko with us calling from Cameroon, Africa in Bamenda. Go ahead, Akko.
Yeah, hello, Ian. How are you guys? How are you doing today?
Hey, it's great to have you back on the show. It's 2 in the morning where you are. So what did you want to share with our listeners tonight, Akko?
Last time I was on the show, I talked to you of corruption in Cameroon, of how I went to do a passport and they were asking me money behind the door.
Right, so you were today, paying bribes, which is expected.
Yes, I had to pay 5,000 francs, equivalent to $10, in order for me to process the passport.
Right, because one of our listeners and behind-the-scenes guys here on the show, James, who's great and just a super early mover for the Free State Project, he has helped you out. He's contacted you and has kind of helped you out financially to put the passport application in there in Cameroon, and you did that, and that's what you had called about last time, was explaining sort of the process of paying bribes in order to get this to happen. And if I recall correctly, what you explained to us last time was that they did not give you a receipt at the time, and they said, come on back in a couple weeks, and we'll give you the receipt then. And you expected that you might have to pay another bribe when you came back just to get the receipt. So what's the latest?
Yes, that is how Cameroon is very bureaucratic. They cannot save you just once. If they have to issue something and give it to you, they will start telling you, go and come back, because they want to extract some money from your pocket.
Every time.
How long did it take you to get to these offices? I mean, this is quite a bit of travel.
40 kilometers.
Yes, it is about 40 kilometers from my hometown. I have to travel 40 kilometers.
How long does that take you, though? I mean, you don't have your own car.
Yeah, the road is very bad. It takes me 1 hour, 30 minutes to 2 hours to get there. The road is so bad, which is just 40 kilometers, something that should not be above 30 minutes drive.
Right. And plus the fact that it's at the schedule of the bus whenever the bus leaves. It's not like you get to schedule it when it's convenient for you during your day. Does it take you basically all day to do the job then?
Sometimes it may take me the whole day because I have to go to the travel agency and wait until the bus gets full before we leave. If there are no passengers, then we'll have to wait. It may take us the whole day.
Wow. So you you went back to Bamenda to presumably to follow up on the passport, right?
Yes, I went to take the receipt of the passport as they asked me to come 1 week later on. As I went there today, they were trying to walk up and down. They seemed to be very busy in the office, absolutely doing nothing, simply because they also wanted to extract for money from me. But today I stood on my ground and I said no until they gave me the receipt. And here I am with it. I even have a copy of it. I have sent it to you.
So wait, you said no to what? I'm sorry, I missed that. Missed that point.
Yes. They wanted me to give some money to them in order for them to issue the receipt and give it to me, but I resisted.
You did. They gave you the receipt even though you didn't hand over that particular extraction?
Yes. Today I had to stand my ground. Today I had to show, to tell them that I am a libertarian. I know my rights. I cannot stand this rubbish. I am tired of this injustice. And finally they gave it to me.
And you actually did send, is that what the picture was that you sent me over Skype?
Yes, I will send it to you through Facebook. Skype seems to be very slow here.
No, I did get it. I did get it on Skype. Well, congratulations. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that it worked and you didn't. What happens in Cameroon if not that many people likely have the level of technology to do this, but if you happen to have a camera on you and would they arrest you for pulling out a camera and recording an interaction with a government worker?
Absolutely, they will arrest me, but if I have a camera, I will have to do it secretly. I will do it such that they will not know that I am taping what I'm videotaping.
Well, they really get mad about
love
that stuff.
To get this guy's hidden
camera.
I would put it. All I want to do is get Akko out of Cameroon, and whatever it takes to, we know that government's corrupt, but
I don't want Akko to end up in a Cameroon prison.
Cameroon prison might be the good option in there. I mean, imagine. End up dead.
Yeah, as we've discussed a couple of times, I've been taking from Wednesday nights when I'm on the show, I take YouTube clips out, and I had released, I titled the video Escaping Cameroon and put that out, and
thank you for that.
A lot of people were actually pretty interested in the story, and interested in helping them out. So, I mean, if there's some contact information that we want to get from you off the air or something like that, maybe we'll put that
out.
Yeah, I've
got Skype here, and okay. I can hook you up with him.
Yeah, we'll discuss that later.
I think with regard to my information, Ian has everything. Ian has my name.
So you would be arrested, though. If you pulled out a camera, you'd be arrested. But I can tell you that even here in New Hampshire, Akko, it is illegal for us to surreptitiously record the government bureaucrats or anybody. You can't surreptitiously record. You can't secretly record.
But Ian, there is one thing. Here I am an activist. I don't have to be afraid of them. I don't have to shy away from them. I will go straight into their face and tell them what they are doing is wrong. Many people here tell me that they are afraid that I will go to jail, but I don't care. I have to fight and
incredible.
To change this country. If not, who are those who are going to change it? We are the youth. We are the very young people. We have to use our energy and energize this process of activism to bring about change. Because what we realize about Cameroonians is that more than 80% of Cameroonians are all drunkards. When they come up from work, they go to the bar. Imagine somebody taking about 80% of beer. Yes.
That's because they don't have anything to live for, right? I mean, they've got a terrible dictator who's been in charge for over 30 years. And as you pointed out, this guy's extracting all kinds of whatever piddly amounts of wealth are being allowed to be created. He's extracting it from them. You can't create opportunity for yourself in Cameroon. And so people are drinking themselves to death.
I would just rewind a little bit. I mean, when you're talking, Akko, about you don't care if you go to jail, I would encourage you to care very deeply about going to jail.
I care if you go to jail.
I care if you go to jail, especially if you're trying to escape Cameroon. If you're interested in coming to the United States, it's not going to be very easy if you're locked up. So I admire your bravery, and I think it's great what you're doing, but I would encourage you to exercise some level of caution because it doesn't. I don't imagine that. Look, jails are no picnic here in the United States. I don't imagine that they are improving a great deal get over to Central Africa.
Yeah, the jail conditions here are worse. It's something that you cannot even think about. Our jails here are very broken. People that are in jail are like people who are rejected, people who don't have to be reintegrated into the society. So going to jail here is like going to hell.
I bet it is. So,
yeah, I don't think that's an overstatement.
So you've got the receipt. Now you wait even more, right? How long can you expect to wait before they may actually bestow upon you this passport that you're hoping for?
I will have to wait maybe for a month or two.
Okay.
Maybe by the end of March, it will be out.
That's about, I mean, what's it take in the United States? It seems on par.
A month doesn't sound too far off.
Yeah, so that's about the same as over here. And your intention is hopefully to get out here for, I presume, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, if that's possible, right?
Yes, as soon as the passport is ready, I think you guys will send me an invitation, then I will head to the embassy for the processing.
It's very exciting. So what else did you want to share with our listeners tonight, Akko, if anything?
Yes, I want to share this issue of Boko Haram and how they are destroying Cameroon and how our law, our forces of law and order are unable to do anything until a small country like Chad has to come and intervene in order to
Let's
fight.
Talk about it. Boko Haram, because all most Americans know about Boko Haram is they kidnapped and killed, or did they kill them or release them? The girls, they killed them, right?
They are not different from ISIS. They are not different from what ISIS is doing. Boko Haram is just like our own version of ISIS.
Stand by, Akko. We'll bring you back here in a moment. There's more coming up from Cameroon, Africa. Akko is with us. And, of course, you can call in about anything you want. Maybe you've got a question for Akko. 855-450-FREE.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest small-interest libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want from anywhere in the world. We've got Skype in at username lrn.fm and call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
Don't forget to check out Chris Cantwell's website, ChristopherCantwell.com. You just posted a... Would you describe it as a manifesto, Chris?
It was not a manifesto of any means. You might describe it as a short autobiography. I set out to write how I became a libertarian, but in the course of doing that, it sort of occurred to me that that's a very long story, right? That this begins from the time I'm a very young child, because all of these things influenced me as I grew up. And
I wrote something like that, too.
Yeah?
Freaking, yeah.
I would like to see that one. It was fun for me to write. I feel like it made me reflect on a number of things, and it was it ended up putting out over 7,000 words, which took me all yesterday and today to write. So I'd encourage people to check that out when they have the time, because a lot of people are complaining it's too long, and I'm like, well, I'm sorry, I needed to address a rather lengthy topic.
You don't have to read everything, but it's there for you. ChristopherCantwell.com. As we go back to Akko. He is in Cameroon, Africa, in Bamenda, after traveling 40 kilometers, an hour and a half, purchasing time on the internet, borrowing a laptop. I mean, these are the steps that Akko goes through just to call this show. Oh, yeah, and it's 2 in the morning over there as well. So thank you, Akko, for taking that time and effort to share your story with us. You were talking about the sort of passport journey that you've been on, but then you told us you wanted to discuss Boko Haram, and this is something that maybe people in America and the United States probably know very little about. There were the stories about them kidnapping and killing. Did they kill the girls? I don't remember that detail. That's how much I know about Boko Haram. Did they kill?
Can you imagine those girls right up to now are nowhere to be found in Nigeria.
They're gone. They disappeared.
Yes. Nigeria, too, is a very an incompetent government. They cannot fight for the security of their own people. The same as Cameroon. Imagine that we didn't do anything to fight against Boko Haram until Chad had to send their forces now. And the forces now have...
What are they doing? What is Boko Haram doing in Cameroon right now?
They kidnap, they kill randomly, irrespective of who you are, your religion. If you are a Westerner, they kidnap you for ransom. That is what they have been doing.
But the idea is, I mean, are they some sort of a militant force looking to play the most people game in order to Absolutely. Take over the government? Is that the idea?
Absolutely. Their aim here is to establish a caliphate extending from Chad, okay. Cameroon, Nigeria, and even Niger. Something similar to what ISIS is trying to do in Syria, Iraq, and other areas in the Middle East. They are just similar to it. They have no political agenda. What they want to do is just for them to create their caliphate and terrorize people. They are preaching about Islam.
I certainly wouldn't say that that's not a political agenda. I mean, the caliphate, if you're not familiar with that word, I mean, that is basically the idea of you're going to have a global Islamic state.
It's a theocracy.
Yeah. These people want to have a global theocratic government based on Islam.
Their interpretation of Islam.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and of course, different radical groups have different interpretations, but it generally comes down to we're going to kill everyone who does what we don't like.
What they are even doing contradict what Islam even stands for. They are talking about caliphate, but caliphate does not propagate the killing of innocent people. And even if somebody is not a Muslim, it doesn't mean that you have to go and kill them. What they are doing there is nothing but extremism and acts of terrorism. And they have to be battled and they have to be crushed. And Cameroon is not going to be able to do that. We need international help. We need forces like the United States and...
Careful what you wish for, pal. I'm telling you, there's a lot of folks who have said we need the help of the United States and did not feel good about what they got, pal.
Yeah, you definitely don't want the help of the United States. If there's some way to help yourselves, that's the way to go about it. I mean, maybe people in the United States individually could provide help. Well, I mean, it's nice to say get out, Mark, but there's nowhere to really go, right? I mean, because all of these places in the world are controlled by criminal gangs calling themselves governments who vary in degree as far as the severity of how kind of awful they are towards people in general.
The simple reason why I'm saying we need an international help, like, from the U.S. It is with regards to what U.S. is doing against the ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Look at the airstrikes. It has helped to push them behind. If not, look at the town like Kobani.
No, I don't believe those stories.
I would encourage you to think for a second, though, because the situation, I mean, ISIS is basically using U.S. military hardware. I mean, there was this, like, 30 or 40-minute long video of one of the ISIS militants talking about all of this stuff that they had basically gotten from the United States invading Iraq in the first place. The ISIS was really created by the United States, and so when you're talking about...
By the government, by the U.S. government.
By the United States government going in there, toppling the Iraqi government... I mean, look, the Iraqi government was a horrific thing, right? Saddam Hussein was not a nice guy.
ISIS is worse.
And what happened was...
But he was put in place by the United States.
Well, exactly. But then they were like, hey, well, this didn't pan out. And it's just intervention after intervention after intervention. Look, Boko Haram, not nice guys. Really terrible folks up to really no good. But I'm telling you, warning you ahead of time, the United States comes in there, you're going to end up with a situation that it probably looks pretty good for a minute. You're going to be like, hey, the bad guys are dead. Hey, isn't that swell? They killed the bad guys. Well, what happens is you get new bad guys, and they're worse every single time.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, violence, unfortunately...
But,
go ahead.
But single-handedly, Cameroonians and Nigerians cannot do anything to battle Boko Haram. The situation is going to depreciate and deteriorate. Many, many innocent lives are going to be lost.
What if they? What if you? Just out of curiosity. So, I mean, one of the concepts here of a free man is they're able to own a weapon. What if people? And I understand it's costly. I'm not claiming that it's not. It certainly is. And a lot of people, if they got a weapon, they'd sell it in order to get more food or whatever. But what if people in your town were able to arm themselves?
Can you arm yourself in Cameroon?
Yeah, I don't know if that's legal. What if you were able to have an AK-47? Could that handle Boko Haram?
In Cameroon, weapons are very scarce. Weapons are not authorized to be held by individuals.
Yeah, well,
if you hold a weapon, you go to jail.
Yeah,
imagine somebody like me. I am about 30 years old now. I've never seen a gun. I've never touched a gun.
Wow. So, but the Boko Haram guys have plenty of them,
well,
right?
Well, and that's exactly it. So, I mean, you're in a situation where you've been rendered defenseless by the state. And so when the bad guys come around and they don't care about the laws of the state, then you're just ready prey for any sort of predator out there.
They've outlawed the guns, and now the outlaws have the guns.
Exactly. And this is a predictable circumstance. It's something that we're fighting against happening here in the United States. Yeah. Much of
that's
the
one
country
of the reasons you left New York.
What's one of the reasons I left New York is that in New York, I mean, look, guns are not unheard of there. The federal government has, to some extent, prevented the New York state government from completely banning all weapons, which they would do if they were not prevented from doing so by federal courts. And it's a situation that we've seen happen time and again, that basically a people are disarmed because the state wants to do to them things that they could not do if the people were armed. And that's what you're dealing with now. And it's turning out badly, sure enough.
I agree with Chris. Akko, thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. And I think that turning to a different state to solve your problems is not going to work out. I mean, these guys have similar tactics, and the U.S. government coming in and using violence is, as Chris pointed out, just going to foment worse thugs to take control and kill people. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll free here. If you'd like to take part in this program, we can talk a little more about Ross Ulbricht. Also on the way, possibly net neutrality, maybe vaccines. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Technical note, if you're calling to talk to someone we have on the air, if they're on Skype, you can't call on Skype. So I'm sorry to anyone that there was a gentleman who wanted to actually talk to Akko, and unfortunately he called on Skype, so that just couldn't happen. But I'm sure we'll hear from Akko again.
When I was little, my mom would always get me Valentine's Day gifts. I don't know if this is common in the world, but this is how it was in my family. On Valentine's Day, my mother wanted to make sure that she, at the very least, was one of my Valentines. So she'd get me, you know, something like maybe some candy or a little stuffed animal or a card or something like that. And it was always very nice. I felt very special when she did that. And I want you to consider that. Valentine's Day is coming up very shortly here. We're just less than 2 weeks away. And you have a mother. Just about everybody does. They may or may not be living, but, you know, if your mother's living and if you've got a Valentine, a sweetheart, if you've got a child, a wife, a husband, these are all great choices for Sherry's Berries. Sherry's berries are giant, freshly dipped strawberries, and they come in three different flavors, dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and white chocolate. Now, I'm usually not a white chocolate fan, but the white chocolates are my favorite because
I love them.
Yeah, they're just delicious.
They're tied though with me. I love also the dark chocolate with all the chocolate chips all over it. Oh my gosh, that's so good.
I think it's the strawberries that make it because somehow they manage to get berries that are always sweet. You know, when you go to the grocery store and you buy berries,
there's some losers in
half of them are just sour. But you just had yours.
Yeah, I had mine during an earlier break and they were very good. I'm not really supposed to be eating chocolate, but when I looked at them, I was like, all right, I'm going to have to do this. And I particularly like the milk chocolate with the nuts on top.
Yeah,
certainly
okay.
My favorite one. And I've heard the Sherry's Berries commercial. I listen to conservative talk.
Sure.
Right? I've been hearing this commercial forever.
A long time.
And saying that I'm going to do it. But I finally got to taste them today, and I highly recommend it.
Well, when you're going to do it, use code FTL.
Well, when you're going to do it, you can get six of them for $19.99. But you can double your order for just $10 more.
So either way, you've still got to use the code to get those deals.
Yes, that's true. I believe that's the case.
That
anyway,
the case.
Please go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter FTL, and then the deals will be presented to you in that way. And I really want to encourage you. Sherry,
this is a no-brainer. This is great stuff.
Since the Rush Limbaugh incident where he called that gal a slut, it killed advertising on talk radio. And Sherry's Berries is taking a chance on Free Talk Live because there's lots of other choices. And Free Talk Live, we've got a unique audience. So please, let's reward them by doing our...
A skeptical audience.
They're skeptical. our audience is skeptical. I assure you, you will get what you pay for. And I assure you, you'll be happy with what you get. They're also, I think our audience is also thrifty, mm-hmm. And I think that's fine, but whoever you love, when they get these berries, they're really going to enjoy them. berries.com, the microphone's in the upper right-hand corner, type in FTL and do it today. Order today, Sherry's Berries.
All right, more about Ross Ulbricht coming up. He's been sentenced, or not been sentenced, he's been found guilty, sentencing still to come. We've got Dalek ANCAP on the line in Colorado via Skype. Dalek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, hello. So first thing I would like to say, I might be cracking out a little bit. Just wanting to bring that out first. But,
you're cracking out?
Does that mean you just smoke crack?
Crack out.
I go out in and out just because of my my internet connection.
Oh, the internet. Okay, thank goodness. The crack's a really bad idea.
Yeah,
no.
Crack's whack, crack. Buddy.
Anyway.
It's wiggity-wiggity right, whack.
All right. So first thing, I would like to actually direct this question to Cantwell, or actually add to the conversation, is two of the points I have with one of your posts, seven things to do in order to become a celebritarian.
Seven steps to becoming a celebritarian, yeah.
This was a really great article, by the way,
thank
Chris.
You
gave some really stellar examples of how people can kind of raise their profile, create media, and I thought it was really detailed. Good stuff.
Thanks. So go ahead.
Definitely. So one of the things that I think maybe you forgot to say is bring up your own bring your new unique way to bring out and through the YouTube sphere, whether it's through the libertarianism, because the difference between you and the other person that is around the crowd is how you stand out. It's how you do things, how you format it. And not only that, I mean, I bet you had the same thing, whether it's through Gigi Bowman and everything else that was in your own party, that you actually use that network. Getting a network is very valuable to actually get your information out there. Through all the information that you understand, you have basic knowledge, but you really do need to have a network and also bring something unique to the table within a sea of information.
I don't know that that was left out of the article. I was actually pretty specific that you had to talk about something other than libertarianism, right? Because if you want to, for example, so I do sort of the dirty comic thing. Free Talk Live is a show where people can bring up basically anything and we'll address any number of topics. Kokesh does the futurism thing. Tom Woods discusses history a great deal. So you have to add something else to it. You can't just talk about liberty all the time. You have to add something to it in order to bring new people in and to keep your audience's attention. I'm not sure that that was left out of the article, but if I didn't hammer it home enough, I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, you skimmed on within the article, but for what it was a great article to intrigue people of how, you know, to get into the famous libertarian side. I don't know what to call it.
Why you would really want to, I don't know. I mean, if you're a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exceedingly unrewarding, you know, option to basically put your political opinions out there for everybody to scrutinize. You're going to attract a great deal of scorn. I mean, there's but some people want that, you know. I mean, when I was, you know, watching different libertarian outlets when I didn't have much of a profile, you know, I sort of saw it, and I was a little envious of some people, right? And I was like, hey, I want to create something like this for myself. And there's other people out there, and I say, hey, here's a few steps that you're going to take. Personally, I don't really want it, but I'm willing to deal with it because I think freedom's that important.
Yeah, I wish the libertarianism, and that's what they call somebody who is a of note in the liberty movement, I wish it paid because it certainly doesn't.
Well, the trick is to make it pay, right?
Barely.
And it doesn't pay much, but there are ways, and I discussed.
That's because the liberty movement isn't very large. You know, if you look at the average liberty-oriented video, and thanks, by the way, Dalek, I appreciate the call. If you look at the average liberty-oriented video on YouTube, you're lucky. It's a good, like a hit of a video if you crack 10,000 views.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, other stuff like prank videos or comedy videos or gross videos or whatever, you know, this kind of thing, those are going to be in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views, and it's fairly easy. Now, there are a zillion of them out there, so I don't want to say it's easy for them to go viral, but it's more likely they're going to go viral because people don't want things that require them to think.
Well, and that's sort of, I guess, what he was getting at and what I skimped on in the article.
Everyone's a critic.
You want to put, you want to attach it to something else so that you get liberty in front of other people. So we did, for example, Josie and I, when she was here, we did the ice bucket challenge video.
With blood.
Where I ended up jumping a bucket of blood on top of her. So, and these videos are going all over the place. People are dumping buckets of ice water on each other to raise awareness about ALS. And we're like, yeah, this is the blood of the 260 million people who were murdered by their own governments in the 20th century. And that got around, right? So you have to attach it to something that's going to be of more interest because most people are not just going to sit around for a lesson in Austrian economics that you ramble on YouTube about.
And that did pretty well. 47,000 views. That's pretty darn good.
That's pretty good for a libertarian video.
Right, and I hope that number one on your list on how to be a celebritarian was to have 2X chromosomes, because that really makes a big difference as far as this goes. It's hard to have a Y chromosome and be successful.
Yeah. There's more coming up at 855 453. That's 855 450 3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity quality water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. You get to bring up what you want. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and get interactive on the site. You can vote, for instance, right there on the front page. It's a Reddit-based voting system, so it's free. You can submit content, maybe a news article or a blog post, perhaps a YouTube video that you enjoyed. You submit it right there to the front page of the site. Other listeners can vote on it. You can vote on things as well. Vote it up if you like, down if you don't. It's all free. Go get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. Of course, download archives and all kinds of other cool stuff. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, then more on the Ross Ulbricht guilty verdict. We'll tell you what happened in the courtroom on the way. But first, Chris Kringle is calling from the North Pole, a.k.a. Pete in California. Now, Pete, can you actually start your call by getting into a topic rather than praying to Jesus?
Let me tell you what the Bible says something about libertarians, you know?
Oh, is that right? What's that?
Oh, yeah. The Spirit of the Jesus Lord is there's liberty.
Jesus says he prefers that you be hot or cold, not lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out his mouth.
So, yeah, spew. He's really talking about vomiting.
Yeah, he's going to vomit you out the mouth. The reason why I'm an independent, but I lean more towards the conservative side is because libertarians, the thing I agree with you on the liberty stuff, but what I don't agree with you on is this, you know? I don't agree with this, oh, well, you know, you can do whatever you want, but just don't do it to me. I don't like that because When are you going to take a stance for morality? I know you're like...
Oh, you can do whatever you want, but don't do it to me. That's not what...
Yeah, I take a stance for morality. I take a strong stance. I take a stance for morality for everyone, for equal treatment for everyone. And what my claim is that morality is that you can do what you want as long as you don't harm somebody else or steal from them, lie to them, that sort of thing. And I would contend that, that a morality that comes from what is obvious in the world is better than a morality that's just handed down from a book.
From other men that were written by other human beings?
Well, I think, Pete, did you ask Mark during the course of his premise there, did you ask him about abortion? Was that your question?
Yeah, I was going to ask what your stance is. Maybe is that just, what about drug abuse? What about homosexuality?
Well, come on. How many questions do you think? Do you want to populate the whole show or do you want to ask a question?
So look, we've talked about drugs and sex before on this show with you, Pete. You know what our stance is on that. We're not going to agree on it today. But I'd say that if you talk to 50 libertarians, you may well hear 50 different positions on abortion.
Could be 100.
Abortion is one of those libertarian conundrums. And I actually would probably agree with you in large part about abortion. I actually have some very strong opinions on abortion. I wrote about them. You can read on ChristopherCantwell.com. There's an article titled On Evictionism and Abortion, where Walter Block had put forward this thing that he called evictionism, where basically, no, you don't have any right to kill your child, but you can sort of evict it from the womb and let it die, which I thought was horrific. And so, I personally view abortion as an act of violence. I don't think it's a thing that people should be engaging in. I think that we should start frowning on that as a society, but at the same time, I would say that none of us have any agency in the matter between a mother and her unborn child, right? If a woman decides to abort her baby, we have no right to use force against her. But I would not be terribly upset if a society decided to ostracize somebody for it, because I think it's a terrible, terrible act.
Thanks for the call, Chris. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Back to the story of Ross Ulbricht. He was convicted today after a 3.5 hour long deliberation by a jury in Manhattan federal court of various different counts: conspiracy to sell drugs, conspiracy to hack, conspiracy to money launder, and kingpin charge, and some other mix of those charges, I think. It is horrifying, and of course Ross hasn't hurt anybody. There's no evidence he ever actually harmed anyone. There's some flimsy evidence that maybe he was in control of the Dread Pirate Roberts account and possibly ordered some hits to be put out on somebody, but there's no real evidence for that.
Well, and those people who he allegedly put those hits out on were extortionists. These people were threatening to put him in exactly the position that he's in now, where he's going to go to prison for the rest of his life. So I'm sorry to tell you, folks, if you go out there and you take a person who's trying to provide a market service and isn't harming anybody, and you put them in a position where the most powerful gang in the history of mankind is going to come after him and rip him away from his family and throw him
in a
hole where he's
going
to be raped and murdered. It's a serious crime for you to do that to somebody, and if he retaliates, I don't blame him.
So, Wire.com's Andy Greenberg reporting here that Ulbricht's legal team has said they will appeal the decision and cited their frequent calls for a mistrial and protests against the judge's decisions throughout the case. And we went over a few of those earlier and how just absolutely ridiculous and just devastating they were to the defense. As the verdict was read, Ulbricht stared straight ahead. His mother, Lynn, slowly shook her head, and his father, Kirk, put a hand to his temple. After the verdict, Ulbricht turned around to give his family a stoic smile. "This is not the end," Ulbricht's mother said loudly as he was led out of the courtroom. Good for her, by the way, for speaking up like that. I mean, I understand this must be an incredibly difficult moment to be Ross's parents. I mean, you try to prepare yourself for something like this, but can you really prepare yourself for the moment that your son is escorted away to what may end up being a life sentence in prison? So good for her for being willing to break the silence in court and actually speak up. I think that's a courageous move on her part, even though I don't necessarily agree with, her pulling out the activists, asking the activists to go home rather than continuing to distribute literature.
Right.
But to break the silence in court is this taboo thing. Whenever you're in a courthouse, it's always that no one talks, they're just whispering. They're just whispering.
No talking. You'll be removed.
Well, I mean, I don't even mean in the courtroom. I mean in the courthouse. Right. You know, if they're just waiting outside of the courtroom to get into the courtroom, people just whispering with one another. They don't even want to raise their voices. It's like being in church. A really creepy, scary, violent church. And so in addition to Ulbricht's mother saying loudly as he was led out of the courtroom, "This is not the end," "Ross is a hero," was shouted by a supporter in the audience as well. Now, this is also a risky move. If the judge is sitting in the court at that time, that judge could absolutely find you in contempt of court.
Yeah, contempt of court is one of those things that it's more or less this guy points and says, you go to jail, and you do.
That's right. There is no trial.
Yeah, there's not like a list of particular offenses that you engage in to get held in contempt of court. You are subjecting yourself to arrest just on the risk of upsetting the judge.
It's not a law. It's not written down. It's a power of the court.
Exactly.
Yes, and it's an unquestionable power that you get a right of allocution. Here in New Hampshire, and that means that you can speak to the judge about why you were in contempt, supposedly.
It's an opportunity to beg.
And, yeah, at that point, he might show you some sort of level of mercy, but that's all you get.
Yep.
So kudos to Ross's mother for speaking
up. Yeah.
And kudos to whoever the heroic supporter was in that courtroom who spoke up, because we do that stuff here in New Hampshire. It's frequently done where somebody's being let out of court, and I'll say, "We love you, Adamo," or something, or "I love you, Adamo," or something like
that. My favorite is when somebody will be brought in, usually before the judge, but the defendant will be brought in and whatever, and the activist will say, "All rise for the defendant." And
that doesn't happen that often. That's John Connell who does that one, and it's a good one.
Well, Roger Grant does it too.
Oh, does he? Okay, good.
Yeah. And anyway, so I think it's very clever, and what you'll get is you'll actually get sometimes some of the ordinary folks.
Has that happened?
As I've seen, as I recall.
They just respond when they're told to stand. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Well, all rise.
If you have that authoritative sound in your voice, people will do what you...
That's true, especially if they don't see you say it, right? Yeah. Like if you call that out from the back of the courtroom, and then the whole audience are looking forward, rapt with attention at the goings-on in the front, they may presume it was a bailiff who said it and stand up. So, yeah, there's some fun stuff that we do here, and when you have numbers of people together, it makes it a lot easier. So kudos to that guy for being willing to be the one guy who said something.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised we haven't heard about more outbursts in the courtroom there.
Would you by the mainstream media? I wonder about that.
Well, I mean, we don't have to rely on just the mainstream media, do
That's
we?
True.
We've got the Liberty Beat bringing us information from there. So certainly,
I would hear about it.
Yeah. So I think if somebody had stood up and shouted in the courtroom, we'd probably hear about it from them, if nobody else.
Glenn's in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live, Glenn. Glenn in Philadelphia, going once.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, great, great. I've been listening to you talk about this case. The only reason I call it, there's a big difference between asserting that, okay, this is a victimless crime, this fellow isn't hurting anybody, and all that sort of stuff. And then I heard an outburst about someone saying, he put hits out on somebody, and well, that was justified because they were, extorting money from him and threatening to get him in trouble with the law.
Yeah, it makes me very uncomfortable, and I want to talk about it.
Yeah, stand by, Glenn. We'll bring you back. We'll hang you through the news, and we'll come back to you. 855-450-FREE. I feel like Cantwell's right on this one that, if you're being extorted for your life, you can defend your life. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.